tickets to Fallout Boy on the line in Survey Says. About half of Americans have a bucket list. This is the number one thing on it. Number one thing on the bucket list.
Skydiving.
Skydiving. That was the thing that Eva
said. I said that too.
And she's been arguing for it. I said, no, that's not it. She goes, how is it not it?
It was a Tim McGraw phone.
It's just not it. I have... The game is called Survey Says, right. And you have to know what the survey says. Oh, no, that's funny, though. Eva just held up a funny one. No, okay. Sorry, not skydiving. Hi, what's your guess?
A cruise or vacation?
Cruise or vacation. That is number one.
Oh! Yes!
Traveling.
Shoot, I could have gotten that.
Well, you didn't.
Okay. No, I got it.
Yeah, okay.
What's your name?
It's Miri from Moose Bay Harbor.
Miri, you got tickets to Fall Out Boy.
I'm so excited. I can almost cry. Oh, my God.
All right.
It's the TD Garden in Boston on October 27th. The tickets aren't on sale until tomorrow, 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. So you are good to go.
Awesome.
Good to go. Hang on, Miri. We got to get your info, okay?
Okay.
By the way, a couple other good guesses. Run a marathon.
Yeah.
Open your own business.
Oh.
That's a good one. Give me your piece of paper. Did you just throw it away? My favorite one was meet the Pope.
Well, I kind of think a lot of Catholics would like that.
Well, right, yeah. What else did you say? Oh, see Trump impeached. Let's see. Oh, apologize to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skydive, a lot of people say. Oh, reconnect. With a
high school sweetheart.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Why? I guess it's because I travel, so I'm not waiting my bucket list. I'm just doing it now.
What's the reconnect? Are you thinking of someone in particular?
No, I'm just thinking, what would you think if you thought, okay, my bucket list?
No, what's with your reconnect with a high school sweetheart?
I've been dreaming about my ex-husband. Although he doesn't look like him because Steve had like afro-y kind of hair.
Uh-huh.
Even though, you know, he just had really curly hair. But he doesn't. In this dream, he kind of has straight hair. But And I forgive him being just such a jerk.
Right. Why are you dreaming about him?
I know.
That's weird. And he's got straight hair.
I know. I think I'm trying to make room for a man. At least in my dreams. My real life, not so much.
So well, that's a step.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you just got to make it real.
Get out of my dreams.
I was ready. That's right, with your straightened hair, baby. Yeah, Steve may have dumped me.
Right.
But he dumped me for a life of straightener. Actually, that kind of says something. You know, if I were to be a little psychologist on
you. What do
you
think the straight hair means?
I think that you, as a friend of many gays, dream of a man who you can straighten.
Oh. Out of my dreams.
Uh-huh. Into my car. And if I had to analyze, that's what I'm saying.
Blake Freud.
That's right. Dr. Blake. Tato 2, good morning. You know, that just reminded me. Kyle, yesterday, Dr. Phil came on, and we were like, oh, change it. We don't want to watch Dr. Phil. And he goes, is he even a doctor? I'm not calling him Dr. Phil. It's Mr. Phil. I thought that was funny. Okay, forecast today going up to 59.